This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, being brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman, and speaking of the Iowa Soybean Association, they're down here in Houston, Texas at Commodity Classic, talking to their associates across the country to talk about some of their things that they're concerned about at this year's policy meetings coming up on Saturday. We talk with District 9's Representative Pat Swanson coming up next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Pat Swanson represents District 9 for the Iowa Soybean Association in southeast Iowa. She took a few minutes to talk with me yesterday at Commodity Classic to talk about the concerns they're raising at the national meeting. One of the things that's top of mind is talking about trade, and Swanson acknowledges that Iowa farmers, along with farmers across the country, are going to be facing some headwinds because of the global economy.
Just the funding for the trade and concerned about tariffs, concerned about we want free trade for our soybeans. So talking to, and going to those markets ourselves. I mean, we're traveling. Next week I'll be traveling to Romania to see how our checkoff dollars are being used there, see what other things we can do, and also to tell our story. You know, it's really important that we tell our story about what we're doing on our farm to keep their soybeans the highest quality and the most affordable soybeans in the world. So yes, trade's important, and we hope that we can continue to grow trade and find other countries that are wanting to buy our soybeans.
Also, crop insurance on the farm bill is top of mind, and as a crop insurance agent, she talks about the perspective she brings to the national discussion.
Crop insurance, and I also have a crop insurance agency, so I've been working with my farmers right now, talking to them about what levels of coverage they want, what their level of risk is. Every farmer's risk is a little different based on their operation and their debt load and what their bankers are asking for. And so at the national level, when I talk to our congressional delegation in D.C., I tell them, food security is national security. And I think that message needs to be heard over and over again, because we are growing our food and we are growing our fuel in our fields. And so it's important that they help the farmer. I mean, and crop insurance, it's not free to the farmer. So right. I think that's misconception, right? That they think that the farmer isn't, but they are paying their bill. They are, it is subsidized by the government, but it's also the farmer pays into it. And so when he, whatever level of coverage he decides on, he pays that premium at the end of the year.
Swanson said another concern that soybean growers are talking about this year is making sure that their soy checkoff dollars are being used properly.
In Iowa, we spend quite a bit of our checkoff dollars on research, and that research is finding, best practices in our fields. We have on-farm network, it's called, where we go right on the farms all over the state of Iowa, finding best practices to increase yield, reduce weeds, make the best production we can.
We have more comments from Pat Swanson, District 9 representative of the Iowa Soybean Association, at iowaagnet.com. All of our Commodity Classic coverage here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network is sponsored by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.